Jill Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Well, summer officially begins today, June 21st, and that means, among other things, dragonflies. You wanted to talk about the chalk-fronted corporal.
Yes, I would like to talk about the chalk-fronted corporal as a way to kind of salute the solstice. June 21st, the height of summer. 12:16 p.m. So mark your calendar, mark your watch, mark your day by the beginning of true summer. The lush, the green, the rich in every way, all of our senses, colors, smells, sounds, all coming at us in a big, big way. And one way that we can kind of give a little salute to summer is to talk about the chalk-fronted dragonfly, which is corporal dragonfly, which is one of those that is a part of that dizzying kind of array of dragonflies that emerge at this time of year. Pretty easy to recognize, and in part because it has some very distinctive, bold markings, and it's very common, and it tends to kind of hang out in groups. They tend to hang out in groups, not just single individuals. So the chalk-fronted corporal dragonfly is about 1.5 inches long, and the mature males are basically black heads, and the lower part, back part of their abdomens are black as well. And then in between that, from the back of the head down halfway of the abdomen, is a bright white chalk colored marking. And then they have clear wings, and then right at the base of the wing are some small black patches that contrast pretty starkly with that white, bright white. So that's what they look like. The males, the mature males, and the mature females have basically the same except brown bodies with gray patches. So those are the males and the females of the chalk-fronted corporal when they mature. So these are dragonflies that the nymphal stage, so the aquatic, they like to live in wetlands, ponds, lakes, whatever, that have a nice, thick, deep layer of organic material, the kind of place that you and I don't really necessarily want to spend a lot of time. And this time of year, once they've matured, they come ambling out onto the surrounding vegetation and rocks, and they emerge. The adults bust out of that nymphal skin and cure in the sun, and then they go flying off. In this case, these kind of go off into the woods and disperse away from their kind of natal ponds and lakes, and until they mature. So they're flying around in the woods, eating lots of flying insects, taking advantage of this bounty at the height of the summer. All the flying insects that are out, including the biting ones that are irritating us.
Bounty's a nice way of putting it. Yes, right. Swarms, I think, would be better.
Swarms, okay. The swarms, then, of insects. And they're feasting away. And once they're fully mature, once they're sexually mature after a week or two, they come back to some good breeding spot with that nice, deep, organic layer. How they actually know that as adults, I don't know, but they do. And they mate, and unlike some dragonflies, the males do not guard the females while they lay eggs. The males instead spend their time chasing each other around and, you know, feeding too, again, on that swarms of flying insects, other flying insects. And when they're doing that, when they're doing their hunting, also unlike a lot of other dragonflies, instead of cruising back and forth looking for things to catch, they tend to perch on the ground or on a rock, and they're often in groups because they kind of gather at the same kinds of little openings. So trails, the edge of shores, even your dock, this is a common place to see these. So they perch on a spot in an opening, and they wait to see with their fantastic vision some potential prey that's flying by, and then they launch into hot pursuit. And these are one of the dragonflies that is very common to, if you're out in a swarm and you're carrying around your own little cloud of, or dragging around, or whatever the right term would be, your own cloud of mosquitoes, say, or black flies, this is a very likely dragonfly to actually follow you around and pick off those smaller insects that are bugging you.
Well, I know little kids that go up to the lake and they see those monster shells on the edge of their dock. It's really scary.
Yeah, those big dragons that come out. And it's they're just, you know, all of them are amazing. And if any of the listeners are really interested in, you know, looking for other dragonflies or seeing a picture, of course, you can go on the web and see pictures of the chalk-fronted corporal. But Kurt Mead, who lives over in Finland, Minnesota, he's done a great little field guide to dragonflies of the North Woods. So if you're someone who gets to see a lot of dragonflies and you'd really like to learn to identify more of them or learn more about their life histories, I would highly recommend his book.
I always welcome the dragonflies back.
Amen. Bring them on.
Chell Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand dragonflies.
My pleasure.